Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Love to shop and eat? With a dozen food stands and even more local vendors, there's always something fresh, friendly, and fun at the Markets at Hanover. For hours and events, visit marketsathanover.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Sister Geraldine Schmidt, and you're listening to Musings from a Catholic Evangelist.
So I came across, in my readings on the internet one time, I came across a poem by an author named as Ian Shamir, and I'll read it to you. It says, "Advice from a tree. Stand tall and proud. Sink your roots deeply into the earth. Reflect the light of a greater source, and remember your roots." Remember, I love to watch the gnarled and the intertwined roots of a tree. You know, there's something mesmerizing about that for me. But when you think about remembering your roots, I couldn't help of thinking about that idea with our next saint that I want to talk about, was St. John Neumann. I graduated from Neumann Preparatory High School in Wayne, New Jersey. The high school no longer exists. It was closed in the early 90s. But remembering your roots had a lot to do with the legacy of John Neumann in New Jersey. So what's a little bit about him? He is an immigrant from Bohemia, Germany. He came to the United States in 1836. He was ordained and joined the Congregation of the Holy Redeemer. He was a Redemptorist. And he was a tiny man. They often said that to watch him on a horseback, because he was so short, was comical. His legs couldn't fit into the stirrups. When he was made, he spoke 8 languages. And when he was made bishop of the entire state of Pennsylvania, so he was our bishop of the entire state of Pennsylvania, he would go to immigrant group and speak in their native language and worshiped and understood their culture in a way that few outside of their country could understand. That was a great comfort for these immigrants as well. He, within our diocese, within the confounds of the 15 counties of the Diocese of Harrisburg, he confirmed over 2,500 individuals by his hand. He consecrated over 20 churches. Like, remembering your roots? Hello. He also brought the devotion of 40 hours. Now, I grew up in New Jersey. And though I knew of 40 hours because of my German congregation and the legacy of that, but I've never experienced it growing up in the church. Came to Pennsylvania, whoa, big thing. It's unique to this state because of the influence of John Neumann and his love for the Eucharist. It's amazing to even think about that, remembering your roots. Your roots for John Neumann goes back to the Eucharist. You know, the Eucharist, the body, the soul, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ himself. The realization that Christ suffered and died and saved us. And when you realized what he did for us, how can you stay there, stand in awe? You have to kneel. You have to fall down and praise and adore him who did this. Talking about remembering your roots. Holy cow. That brings joy. Joy in the fact that we're not alone. Joy in the fact that God indeed is the wharf and woof of our existence. John Neumann understood that because he brought that to to his contact with every immigrant, with every person, with every confirmande, with every time he celebrated the Eucharist. That's part of our roots within our diocese, but also part of the roots within the Church of the United States. As an immigrant, he came here to bring Christ to other people. And the legacy of that is for us to continue the legacy of Christ, to reach out and to become the missionary of Christ. So remember your roots. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Musings from a Catholic Evangelist, and I'm Sister Geraldine.